Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We don't always swear, but when we do, it's on podcasts. Please listen responsibly.
Hello, welcome to the Reading Circle Temple. I'm Molly.
I'm Indy.
I'm Brittany.
And I'm Kid.
Today we're reading chapter 12 of Battle Magic.
So grab a cup of coffee.
Or tea.
Or your drink of choice.
And let's get down to business.
Chapter 12 opens with Briar scoping out the Namrunga Plains. He comes back and sees Rosethorn, and Rosethorn is looking much better.
She's looking pretty good.
Got more air to breathe out of her lungs.
Yeah.
That was good.
And then they grow some vines to block off the...
A pass. Port,
right, yeah.
Briar gets hooked up with gear and horses and a...
Helper guy.
Helper.
Mm-hmm. Jimut. I like Jimut. I know we don't see much of him in this chapter, but I like him.
He's fun.
He's fun.
He's got spunk.
He really does. I think he goes to watch the growth of the vines, right?
Yes, he does.
And is a little uncomfortable.
Yes, he is.
Would he be?
And yes. Then at the end... Parahan takes Evie to her room because she's all tired. She's like, no, I don't want to say goodbye to you in the morning. And she prays for everybody. Part one of our three-step reading process is reading like a novice. This is where we talk about what we liked and didn't like about the chapter. I like Jimut.
I like Jimut too.
He's fun.
It's fine.
It's pretty funny.
The obligatory Animorphs reference.
Ah!
Jimut calls Briar Nanshur Briar, and he's like, no, it's just Briar, which reminds me a lot of Animorphs because Axe calls Jake Prince Jake, because in Andalite culture, Prince is a title. So he's always like, yes, Prince Jake. And then Jake always responds with, don't call me Prince. To which Axe says, yes, Prince Jake. The plains that Briar goes out on are called the Namrunga, which means sky drum. And that's a cool name. I like on page 216 when they ask Briar and Rosethorn if people will be able to cut through the vines. And they're like, oh yeah, they can cut through them. And then they'll grow back three times as fast and
yes.
Look for whoever cut them down.
And wrap and kill them, or wrap around and around and around and around and around.
Yeah, I like the specification because Briar's like, and kill them, or and stab them, or something. And then Rosethorn's like, or wrap around them. And Briar's like, or wrap around them and around
and around
and around.
So essentially killing them.
It's a nice little bit of dialogue, a little bit of banter between them. Re-emphasizing, as I said in the last chapter, or maybe not the last chapter, but a previous chapter, that Evie's like ashamed that she doesn't want to fight. It's not anything to be ashamed of. And so I wish that she didn't feel small because she doesn't want to fight. And then the last thing that I wrote is Did we say that Rosethorn felt snappier in Melting Stones than in Street Magic? Because I know we talked about how in Street Magic, she seems to have, like, lost a bit of her snap. And, like, she gets on to Evie for something. And Briar's like, you're losing your touch. You'd have threatened way worse 4 years ago. We were like, well, you know, she died and all of this. And I was trying to remember if we said in Melting Stones, oh, there it is. Like, it's back. And I wonder.
I don't remember.
In this chapter, she's feeling better and she's told that it's because, like, this is one of the side effects of, like, taking care of the, like, being the guardian of the four treasures is that, like, it makes you healthier and all this. And I'm like, I wonder if this is why she gets her snap back.
She's definitely feeling spicier.
Yeah.
Right now.
And so I wonder if, like, in Melting Stones, it's because of this. But that's all mine.
Right at the beginning, when Briar's riding along and the birds are kind of squawking at him and stuff. And he's like, it said Briar wasn't sure, but these opinions sounded like bird insults.
Yes.
I wish they were my guy, but these birds are just trying to fuck. That is all they want. That is what they're doing right now. It's awful. I'm sure he can. But yeah, not insults. In fact, it's the opposite. They're trying to attract the opposite sex. The next quote, again, Tom, I don't know. I'm all about birds this chapter, I guess. He sees the Gyeongshi buzzards just kind of flying around. Or he was looking to see if there were any. And he doesn't see any. He's like, maybe it's too cold or something. But the other option was that they might just be at the location of a fight. Because, you know, those carrion birds seem to have a really good knack at finding dead bodies. And they know that if a lot of humans kind of gather together, you know, crows as well, there's going to be food around. And, you know, it's not going to be pleasant food. It's going to be dead people, more than likely. I like the quote about the grasses, that they were scornful of fat, water-soaked plants beyond the mountains. Only here next to the sky could they reach for the infinite. Just seems like this is very well-written prose, I feel. Also, it's interesting to think of grasses as scornful, but, you know. When you're living out in the high plains like that, I guess it makes sense. The other thing that I really liked was when they were using the seed balls, like we know that the plants grow, but I guess I didn't realize that they kind of go through their entire life cycle. So they not only grow, they flower.
I was going to say like the roses that he grew.
So they flower, but they also drop their seeds and those scatter as well, and they seem to also grow from that.
Yeah, I don't think the roses were just the beginning, I guess.
Yeah, they bloomed for sure, but the seed thing,
love.
Yeah, something like that. but the seed thing is interesting because it makes me think like this potion could definitely be used, and it sounds like it's kind of implied that they can use it to like manipulate plants, like almost like a GMO, like a genetically modified organism, and just like if they find a certain tomato plant that grows big juicy tomatoes, they can just kind of put some of that stuff and like grow more and more generations of this plant in a really fast way. There's a lot of interesting applications for that, making disease resistant food, or in this case weapons essentially. But I just thought it was neat that they also seed.
We did see some of that manipulating plants. There was the wheat harvest that was fast growing, drops more seeds, and it would just like it was several generations strong.
Yeah.
I guess is a good way to put it. Like they were going to produce several generations in like 4 weeks.
Yeah. It's do you remember what book that was in?
I want to say it was Street Magic.
Okay.
That's why they're in Shimmer, because there's been drought issues with plants, right. And so they're like helping the local farmers.
I just think it's neat. I think it's a neat concept, genetically modifying plants for that. And we even see it like in the first chapter, or I think third one of this book, where they're, you know, they offer to make a rose for the emperor. Which, like, I guess the only way to do that would be to do multiple successive generations of flowers until they get the attributes that they want. But
right.
it's just kind of neat to see that, like, scientific take on plants.
Yeah.
And that's all I got.
My first one was when Briar forgets himself and hugs Rosethorn because she is looking the best she has in a really long time. And he's just like, oh my gosh, my mom is looking so good. She looks like she feels a lot better. That's really good. Let me hug my mommy. It's really cute. They're doing their seed growing thing. Jamut is there with them. He has turned gray under his dark brown skin. Briar's just like, Jamut, mount up and have a swallow of something before you faint. And Jamut's like, I never faint. But he was wobbling as he walked back to his horse. Like, sir, you may not know, might not ever faint, but it sounds, looks like you're about to.
Very
Like,
close.
very, very close. And then after all that, Rosethorn's like, oh, I think this will do. And Briar's like, good, because I want my breakfast. That boy always thinking about food. He never changes. Always wanting food. And then my last one is the very end of the chapter where one of the mountains has an especially kind and musical voice, a low, burring hum. And Evie tries to copy it, low in her chest, reaching for that magical sound. On and on she hummed, making a kind of prayer of it, a prayer to the Sun Queen's husband to look after her friends. It's
She prayed
calling
to
out
Luvo.
to her. I know! It's calling out to her! It's Luvo!
They're
It's
literally talking to each other.
fucking
She's literally talking to him right now. She don't know it.
Luvo!
He probably don't know it either, but that's happening. That's Luvo.
It's Luvo! I'm so excited! Ah! A kindly voice. In the
Sounds like a gummy
mountains.
bear. I mean, yeah.
Sounds like a gummy bear to me.
Sounds like a gummy bear.
Sounds like a gummy bear. Must be a gummy bear.
Yeah, you know, when I think of gummy bears, I think of a low humming.
Yeah. I
That's wish I
gummy bear.
had some gummy bears so that I could just
Just
pick one up and like hold it to my ear right now.
squish it.
What did you say to me, Oh, okay, yes.
He said, Brittany May May.
I'm talking to the plants. Just,
Indeed.
I'm a friend. I just want to meet the dirt. Let me in a little. Me when I'm at a concert. Listen, just a little. I'm small. Just need you to like move that way to the little bit so I could see.
I know that feel.
If he was going to be fighting on these plains, he needed to understand his battlefield. Whatever he told you, I'm much worse.
Yes, absolutely. Me too.
Then the stems will grow back 3 times as fast, and they will look for the one that chopped them and go straight through him. Or around, and around, and around.
My goodness.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Well, part two of our three-step reading process is reading like a dedicate. This is where we find a theme or a message in the chapter. What theme or message did you find?
I was going to say preparations.
That was mine.
Preparations don't necessarily have to be, you know, oh, I'm going and I'm packing my bag. I'm preparing my horse. It's also like that mental preparation of I'm going to be separated from these people and I have to, yeah. So preparedness.
I wrote
that was the same thing.
Oh, so everybody wrote preparation. I'll admit, I really didn't have one at the beginning of this, so I should have just like, ah, yes, that's my theme. But while we were in section one, I was like, oh, I better come up with a theme. So I wrote down growth, because they're growing shit. But also, Rose Thorn's feeling better, and like Jimut is trying new things, and so there's sort of just this general. New things happening, change undergoing. Part three of our three-step reading process is reading like a mage. This is where we use the text to craft magic in our own lives. What magic were you able to craft out of this chapter?
The section where Jimut asks if he can come, because he says, if I am to attend Briar, I should take every chance to become used to his sort of magic. I think that's smart. He's got to get himself accustomed to that kind of thing, because they're going to be going off to war and seeing crazy shit like that. Them just growing stuff to block a path. And if he hadn't gone and he come across that later, he'd be like, you don't want to have like a big shock while you're in the middle of a war. So I think familiarizing yourself with things that are around you before shit hits the fan is a really good idea. Becoming familiar with things around you, I guess, would be what I pull from this.
That's
preparedness, I guess, in a sense.
The personal magic that I found is to understand your battlefield. You know, Briar kind of does his little dig through the dirt, seeing what he's working with and the grasses and stuff. It's actually kind of similar to yours, Brittany, too. Just like be aware of your surroundings and like what you're doing. And the example that I came up with is like, don't argue with cops at a police stop. If they start doing something unconstitutional or searching your stuff without warning or, you know, threatening you or something, don't fight it there. Don't argue with them. Don't get in their way. Don't try to stop them. Even if something's going wrong, just record what's happening. You know, be clear about what's going on, clear and tell them that you don't consent to that stuff, but don't fight it there. Fight it in a courtroom. Don't fight it on the side of the road outside of your car at night. Do it in a courtroom. Like, just be aware of what's happening. That may not be the time and place to take that fight. Be mindful of where you are when you do that sort of stuff.
The unfortunate thing is if you try and fight it on the side of the road, You are more likely to get shot or arrested.
Yeah.
Yep.
So be safe.
And then they'll have an actual excuse to take you to jail. Let them dig themselves into a hole and then get that paycheck later. You'll be fine.
And the emperor will know you did this.
Let him.
In a world where we have a lot of people who don't stick by their morals and don't stick by their ground, I think we all need that reminder of doing what's right sometimes makes enemies, whether that be friends, family, or people you'd have no fucking clue who they are. Sometimes doing the right thing puts a target on you. You get into fights. You not going to go through it easy. You have to stand up for what you believe in.
Mine is prayer. I always felt about prayer the way Briar does. The quote says, Briar always said he would take help from wherever he would get it.
Mm-hmm.
Judaism has a lot of scripted prayers. There's a whole series of blessings that you say in the morning. There's a blessing. There's blessings for everything you eat. There's a blessing for going to the bathroom. I don't know. I've found that it's really influencing me, and I like the gratitude aspect of it. And I feel like even if you're not one who believes in God, you can kind of turn these into atheistic sort of gratitude statements, like, I am grateful that my eyes have opened this morning. I am grateful that my body is working the way it needs to. I am grateful that I have food to eat. Just things like that. So it's as much about being grateful, but I also think a lot about how sometimes we're in situations where we can't do anything, and prayer is the only thing that we have. And again, whether you are like praying to a god or you're just like, I'm gonna cross my fingers, sometimes those little rituals can help. We like to end our episodes with an excerpt from the following chapter. So this is an excerpt from chapter 13 of Battle Magic. Chapter 13, the plain of the Namrunga, south and west along the foot of the Drimakanglo. Jimut roused Briar at a painfully early hour to help him put on his new half armor. Briar donned the sling with his seed balls and other odds and ends himself, not wanting his helper to get in the habit of handling his mage's gear. Breakfast was hot bread stuffed with spiced meat and rice, something he could eat as the soldiers dismantled and packed up his tent. He drank hot tea with Rosethorn, Parahan, and Sudamini, none of whom seemed to believe in chatter before sunrise. He was drinking a second cup of tea when Rosethorn bent down and lifted the strange pack she had gotten from Daki 2 days before. The thing she had to take someplace that Briar was not allowed to go. She slung it on her chest in place of her own bundle of deadly plant magics and ran her fingers over it, her face thoughtful. Briar scowled. "Don't start fussing again," she met his eyes. "I took care of myself long before you met me." "Carrying something like that?" He tapped the pack with his finger. The next thing he knew, he was flat on the ground. His ears and head rang. Something cold and wet lay on his forehead. Above him, the sky was the color of gray silk. Rosethorn bent over him, her brown eyes rueful. "I had no idea it would knock you down," she said. "I would have warned you, honestly." Parahan knelt beside him. "Are you all right?" he asked. "There was a flash of light, and you flew through the air." He looked at Rosethorn. "We'll warn the troops to keep away from you and your burden." She nodded. Briar took a breath and coughed. Rosethorn helped him to sit up. Jimut knelt beside him with a flask. Briar hesitated, then drank. It was cold water. "Thank you, Jimut." "I believe you would have told me," he said to Rosethorn. "And you think you are safe with that thing?" "Safer than you," she said. Parahan and Jimut hoisted him to his feet. Suda waited nearby with men who held their saddled horses. Their small army was ready to march. Briar felt better in the saddle. He didn't complain when Jimut rode close to him and collected the reins so he could lead Briar's mount. That seemed like a good idea, too. It was hard to concentrate on what anyone said or on anything but the strange pictures that rippled through his brain. Lions that seemed to be carved of ice and snow, tiny metal serpents with skulls for heads, and orange-fanged gods with flames for hair. Blue goddesses danced on the mountaintops with a different weapon in each of their six arms. A yak, whose head was as big as he was tall, snuffled in his ear. He had wanted to know what Docky had foisted on Rosethorn, what all the secrecy and risk was about. Now it seemed like ignorance might not be such a bad thing. At least, not when it came to that pack. Clearly, Rosethorn could carry it without problems, but he thought he would leave it alone. Briar opened his eyes to full daylight. He found himself at the back of their group with the pack animals and their crossbow-wielding guards. The rest of their numbers trotted ahead. Briar twisted frantically, looking for Rosethorn. That was when he discovered someone had tied him to the saddle. "You're back with us," Jimut said cheerfully. He rode between Briar and an attendant who had led a train of supply mules. The reins to Briar's horse were in his hand. "You are back." His furry eyebrows inched up towards his hairline. "I never left," Briar retorted, annoyed by the question. Then he looked at the sun. It was almost noon. "Did I?" "Your eyes were closed. You didn't move. Forgive me," Jimut said, bowing as Briar yanked at the long scarf that secured him in the saddle. "I didn't want Nanshur Rosethorn angry if you fell off." He edged his own mount over to Briar and traded Briar's reins for the scarf once Briar untied the knot.
Reading Circle Temple is produced by us, Molly,
Brittany,
Indy,
and Goodwin.
If you like the show, tell your friends about us.
If you don't like the show, tell your enemies.
You can also help people find us by leaving a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Find all our episodes at our new home on Acast, shows.acast.com/readingcircletemple.
Shake it us. We'd love to hear from you.
Send us an email at templeofreadingcircle@gmail.com.
You can also follow Reading Circle Temple on Instagram, Tumblr, and Facebook. And you can join our Reading Circle Temple Facebook group.
To find us on Twitter, tweet at Reading Temple.
A special thanks to Yellows for Happy for our artwork. You can find more of their art by following Yellows for Happy Draws on Tumblr and Shannon Ann Draws on Instagram.
Another special thanks to Brittany's brother, Thomas Dick, for our theme music. You can find more of his music by following Thomas Dick on SoundCloud.
Thanks to Tamara Pierce for writing The Circle of Magic, and thanks to you for listening. Let's all have coffee next week.
I'm off kilter completely today.
Yeah, y'all can't tell, but Marjorie is literally hanging half off her chair. It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Very easy.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.